Welcome to Faith Builders Podcast at buildyourfaith.net. This is Pastor Bill Crane. This is the devotional for Wednesday, May 17, 2006, which is day 18 of our 40 Days of Purpose. Our devotional today offers a summary of the material in Chapter 18 of Rick Warren's best-selling book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Here's today's devotional. It's entitled Experiencing Life Together. Life is meant to be shared. Paul in Colossians 3:15 says, "Each one of you is a part of the body of Christ, and you were chosen to live together in peace." You see, God intends for us to experience life together. The Bible calls this shared experience fellowship. Now, fellowship usually refers to casual conversation, socializing, food, and fun. The question, "Where do you fellowship?" means, "Where do you attend church?" "Stay after for fellowship" usually means wait for refreshments. But real fellowship is so much more than just showing up at services. It is experiencing life together. It includes unselfish loving, honest sharing, practical serving, sacrificial giving, sympathetic comforting, and all the other one another commands found in the New Testament. The body of Christ, like your own body, is really a collection of many small cells. The life of the body of Christ, like your body, is contained in the cells. For this reason, every Christian needs to be involved in a small group within their church, whether it is a home fellowship group, a Sunday school class, or a Bible study. The Bible says in 1 John 1:7, "If we live in the light as God is in the light, we can share fellowship with each other." The world thinks intimacy occurs in the dark, but God says it happens in the light. Darkness is used to hide our hurts, faults, fears, failures, and flaws. But in the light, we bring them all out into the open and admit who we really are. You were created for community. Well, thank you for listening to Faith Builders Podcast at buildyourfaith.net. It is a ministry of Faith Church of the Nazarene in Jacksonville, North Carolina. For more information about our church, visit us at jacksnaz.org. We also encourage you to visit us in person. You'll find information on how to locate us there at our website. Well, if you don't have a church home, we welcome you to join us. So build your faith today by sharing life with other believers.